This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Police have arrested a suspect charged with robbing a bank in Bethel. The alleged robbery occurred at the Alaska USA Federal Credit Union inside the Alaska Commercial Company grocery store last Thursday. According to a police statement, Bethel police responded to the scene and began investigating. They interviewed witnesses and watched surveillance video footage. An hour after the alleged crime, police arrested a suspect, 34-year-old Ezekiel Thomas, in front of Swanson's grocery store. Police Chief Richard Simmons described the alleged robbery as, quote, low-keyed, saying that only the employees directly involved knew it was occurring. The other employees and patrons did not. Simmons says the suspect did not display a weapon during the alleged crime, and police cannot disclose the amount of money that was taken because their investigation is ongoing. He says it was the first bank robbery to appear in Bethel's digital record system, which dates back 11 years. Police charged the suspect with second-degree robbery and remanded him to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. Police say no injuries occurred during the arrest or the alleged robbery. Police briefed the local district attorney's office and the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Anchorage about the incident. Police ask anyone with information about the incident to call the Bethel Police Department at 907-543-3781. Turning to sports, the Bethel Regional High School volleyball team finished their season on Friday when they were knocked out of the 3A state championships. The Lady Warriors traveled to Anchorage after winning regionals the week prior, becoming the first Bethel team in 14 years to make it to the state tournament. KYUK's Alyssa Lachlan has the story of the team's volley for the state title.
After overcoming the shock of making it to the state bracket, the Bethel athletes had to get used to playing in such a large arena, the Alaska Airlines Center. Senior co-captain Jordan Wheeler describes what it was like entering that space.
It's kind of crazy in there. The ceiling is like triple as high as our school ceiling in the gym, and the lights are super bright, so it just feels like it's like a real tournament. So you kind of have to get rid of the nerves and everything.
Once they got over their nerves, the girls took to the court to face Seward on Thursday. With each set, the Bethel team earned more points. They lost the first match 25-13. They came back in the next round stronger, putting up 17 points to Seward's 25. The girls brought the heat to the third match as well, putting up 19 points to Seward's 25. The match ended 0-3, thus dashing the Warriors' hopes to progress toward the state championship. Bethel competed in a consolation bracket on Friday, where they faced off against Homer, who won the first two sets of the match 25-13 and then 25-11. The Warriors came back hard in the third set, putting up 24 points, but ultimately gave up 26 points to Homer for another 3-0 match. Homer went on to win third place statewide. The Warriors' success this season was, for some, surprising. Last year's season was canceled due to the pandemic, and half the team had no varsity experience. In the 2019 season, the team won few games. Senior co-captain Ava Lieb said this season it took a bit of time getting used to success on the court.
It was definitely a change for us. So our very first game we won, we were on the court and everyone's looking at each other like, oh my God, we won. Like, this feels so weird, but it's awesome.
And then after winning so many games, it was like, this is what we're meant to do, like, to win.
Despite no wins over the long weekend, Bethel still has a lot to be proud of, according to first-year head coach Ryan Wheeler. This is what he had to say in an email. I know they were disappointed they didn't play their best at state, but that shouldn't take away from the season they had. I'm proud of the girls and their accomplishments this season. They came a long way throughout the 14 weeks we've been together. They're great young women, and they represented themselves, their families, the community, and their school with class all year long. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Lachlan.
Lastly, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski made it official on Friday. She's running for re-election. Her announcement came with a campaign video.
I will work with anyone from either party to advance Alaska's priorities. And I will always stand up to any politician or special interest that threatens our way of life.
Murkowski has been in the Senate almost 19 years. She was first appointed by her father, then Governor Frank Murkowski, and was elected to her first full term in 2004. In 2010, she won re-election as a write-in candidate after losing the Republican primary. Murkowski is considered a moderate Republican. She voted to impeach former President Donald Trump at his second Senate trial, but not his first. Trump has vowed to come to Alaska to campaign against her. Murkowski has so far raised $4.6 million for the 2022 campaign. Her best-funded challenger is conservative Republican Kelly Chewbacca, who has raised $1.2 million and has Trump's endorsement. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, questions, and feedback at emailnews@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.